Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
Welcome, I'm Patty Foster. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Straight Talk with Patty as we're collaborating with Hope After Brain Injury to really designate and zero in on hope lessons. Dr. Adams, thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure, Patty. You're an absolute hero in my book. And so it's a great, great pleasure to be with you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Well, you have put together a book to really break some ice on the front lines of counseling for brain injury. People are not covering that territory and doing that appropriate, important, vital work of homework to find out what is needed, what is not, and how it is needed. So the title of the book is Christian and Faith-Based Counseling for Brain Injury, Techniques for Survivors and Families. As we start our time together, Dr. Adams, could you break down for us about how and what inspired you to write this book?
I sure will. I feel like that it's been a long process. Patty, as you know, you actually introduced traumatic brain injury to me through your own experience. And when that happened, the Lord said, you're going to do that the rest of your life, Dina. You're going to counsel with brain injury. You're going to be their advocate. That is going to be, those are your people from here on out. And so as a licensed professional counselor, what I found is, especially early on, I think you and I met in 2008, that there really wasn't much information out there. Now, there could be, and I just didn't know where to find it, but I don't think there was very much. And in fact, people didn't know what TBI was. You sort of had to explain it to them, traumatic brain injury. And then, so I found that Jenny Ponsford out of Australia, I found some of her work, but I realized there's nothing that's Christian-based at all, and or faith-based. And so the Lord put that on my heart. He said, I want you to write it. And I said, if you want me to write it, make sure that I don't get bored out of it or procrastinate or whatever. And he was so sweet. And I enjoyed absolutely every second of it. And Routledge Press, were kind enough to accept the offer. Dr. Michael Arthur, I had written a chapter in his book, and he hooked me up with Routledge, and they were a delight to work with. So that's how it came about.
Well, talk about Routledge. Had they covered brain injury and counseling before?
They have a brain injury series, and they have some counseling in there, but nothing that's faith-based. So that was the difference.
So what was that kind of the chasm or the gap that was hollow and not filled between counseling and brain injury that you found your book to fill?
I think that, well, when people have a brain injury, as horrific as it is, most everybody concentrates on survival. And because of where we are in this day and age and the ability to keep people alive, a lot more are surviving. And do you hear my little dog scratching around? So what happens is there's like in Texas, 1 in 300 families are affected by brain injury. It's about 2.7 million in the U.S. and Europe that are affected by it. So because the concentration has been survival and get them back home, when people survive, then all of a sudden there's the emotional aspect of it. And that just was not being addressed at the level it needed to be. And when people are back to life, so to speak, they're really not taught how to deal with their emotionally, how to deal with the deficits that they're experiencing, nor are the families. And so that was the reason that I felt like it was very important to have the book.
Talk about why this significant need is so overlooked. What do you think is the reason for people continually overlooking this specific need for brain injury? Because I've heard you talk about brain injury in the counseling and how it is so to itself. It's not like the way you were taught in school, in grad school, about other counseling techniques. Talk with us and our listeners about that.
There is no gold standard for counseling technique for brain injury. I think one of the reasons it's so difficult for people is because brain injury is not a mental illness. So one has to know as much as you can about the physiology of the brain and when there's an injury, so that when somebody comes out and feels, you know, when they come to you with a lot of anger, the question that the counselor needs to know is, okay, how far out are you in your recovery? Because anger is a part of the recovery process. The same thing with depression. That's not to say that we don't do the necessary things to make sure they're not going to hurt themselves. But some of the depression, if you'll think about it, Patty, if somebody is well enough to remember what they used to do and aware enough that they know that they can't do that, of course they're going to get depressed. So actually depression can be a step in the recovery process. So we deal with that as a grief thing, as a grief issue, excuse me. And then, so there's several different types of therapies that we use, but I think that the primary thing, in my opinion, is the therapist has to understand, okay, is this a brain issue, brain injury issue, or is this an emotional issue, or is it a mental health issue? So many times when people become alive again, so to speak, or they get better, their moods are real swingy. They swing back and forth. And if somebody's not aware of brain injury, they're going to slap a bipolar diagnosis on them. And that's not it at all. It's not it at all. So I think it's making those distinctions is key to effective therapy with brain injury.
Let's talk just a little more. Break it down for us about, you said brain injury is not a mental illness. And so often it does automatically get put in this into that box. Let's talk about that.
Technically, if somebody has a brain injury, it's an organic issue. Meaning it's a physiology. It's the brain has been affected, however it's been hurt, either through an accident, a fall, assault, what have you. And so therefore it is a physical organic issue. However, because it is the brain, it can affect how one deals with those, with that. So, and if the families are so worn out, typically, that when the brain injury person comes alive, I hope it's okay I say it like that, but when they come more aware, then the family is expecting that person to be back to 100% like they were before, and that's just not going to happen. So it's organic in nature, but there is some emotional issues that come with it as they learn to live again.
How about as we wrap up this segment, we can just let the listeners know that in the next segment, we will segue into that point right there, as you said.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.